Chapter 10, Julius Caesar, Great Fighter, Great Writer. After the Punic Wars, generals started to play a big part in Roman history. Roman generals went all around the Mediterranean, fighting battles and conquering new lands. Some of these generals became heroes. Some of them got to be famous and so popular that they threatened to take over the Republic. That's what happened with Julius Caesar. Julius Caesar came from an old Roman family. He was proud and ambitious with a high opinion of himself. When he was a young man, Caesar was captured by pirates. The pirates told them that they would kill him unless he could pay a ransom of 20 talents. Caesar laughed at them. He told them they clearly didn't know what sort of man they had captured. He was Julius Caesar. He was not a man to be ransomed for just 20 talents. Caesar told the pirates he would not allow himself to be ransomed for less than 50 talents. Caesar told the pirates he was worth a larger ransom. Turn the page. Caesar told his friends to raise the money. He stayed with the pirates, writing poems. He read some of his poems to the pirates. They shrugged. They didn't care much for poetry. They were pirates, not poets. They just wanted to collect the ransom money. Caesar got angry at the pirates. He scolded them for not liking his poems. He told them that they had no taste. He told them that they were barbarians. He told them someday he would come back and punish them for their bad taste. The pirates thought Caesar was joking. Maybe they thought he was crazy. At any rate, as soon as they got the ransom money, they quickly forgot about him. But Caesar did not forget about them. He went back to Rome, got some ships, and hired some good fighters. Then he tracked down the pirates and killed them. Caesar quickly established himself as a man who knew what to do with his sword and also with his pen. Once he was sent to Asia, the people were there in the revolt. Caesar led a Roman army there and put down the revolt. Then he got out his pen to write his report. The normal thing would have been to write a long report, filling several pages, but that was not Caesar's style. Caesar quickly became known as a brave and determined soldier. Turn the page. This is the report Caesar sent back to Rome. Veni, vidi, vici. That's the whole report. Those three words, written in Latin, the language of ancient Rome, means I came, I saw, I conquered. What else was there to say? Mission accomplished. Caesar led an army into the land of the Romans called Gaul. Today we call it France. Gaul was not a part of the Roman civilization when Caesar marched in, but it was when he marched out a few years later. Caesar conquered it. Then he wrote a book about how he did it. The first sentence in his book was famous. It is written in Latin. In English, the words mean, the whole of Gaul is divided into three parts. If you ever study Latin, you may have a chance to read Caesar's book on the Gallic Wars. It is so clear and so well written that teachers all around the world still use it to teach Latin to students. Caesar writing about his conquest of Gaul.